Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Our team had a room blocked up full of rad roaches that they decided they didn't want to leave. They opened the door and decided to spend a lot of time just fighting roaches. Not just roaches, but there were scorpions in there as well. Oh my god, what's going to happen? Everybody gets hurt, but they prevail in the end. Well done, lads, for opening a door you didn't have to open. Mr. Rast, Dr. Rast, sorry. He didn't go to medical school for all those years for nothing. Dr. Rast comes running back into the living quarters to find our team all battered and broken after their long fight. He's quite shocked. He's surprised at what he sees and quickly gets to tending their wounds. As he's doing so, he apologizes. He says he treated and stabilized Max Power. Now, he couldn't quite get him to stop talking in the third person, but he was able to stabilize him enough to send him out of the vault and back to Vault 169, where he should be able to receive some psychiatric help. In the living quarters, he tends you all up, but he impresses on you the need to keep following this blood trail. We need to find this young woman that ran in here. He tends all of your major injuries, any crippling injuries that you had, any breaks, and he gets everybody back up to at least half health. So get yourself back up to half HP if you're not already at half HP, and start from here. What do you want to do?
We still have room to visit, yes? Or have we been? Did we ever go into the roach room?
I don't think we did. Do y'all want to go into the roach room?
You first.
Yeah. What is in roach room?
Alright, so, Gertrude and Winnegan both walk into the roach room, their feet squelching as they go. As they try to wade through the burnt blood and guts of however many millions of rad roaches had been in this room before. The smell is quite horrifying and they are unable to find anything underneath the detritus of flesh that they have left in their wake.
Aww. Smells like managed democracy.
Smells like freedom.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Do, 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 do.
So nothing in here at all?
Not that you can see.
That's going to date this episode.
Yeah, the room is just full of democracy now. That's all you can see.
Oh, we...
George Washington, what are you doing in here? There's Abraham Lincoln. Oh my goodness.
We really did not need to come in here, did we?
No, that appears not.
I would never have recommended you coming here in the first place.
Billy Bob walks in, gets on his knees, takes off his hat and puts it to his heart and goes, oh, how glorious it is in here. I can smell the democracy. Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, did any of us find anything interesting before we stumbled upon this little extermination camp?
Ooh.
I did not mean to phrase it like that. I did not think it through.
I feel offended. Like, I feel all the way thousands of miles away from Jay. I feel very, very offended. Like it was a personal attack.
Extermination isn't exterminating bugs and not anything else.
Disterminating democracy is what it sounded like.
Nurse Hyman is very confused about the situation right now. I mean,
confused in American?
What is confused this, in this freedom? Political stance on
but did
democracy?
Anyone find anything interesting while we were wandering around before this? We might want to invest
freedom. That's what we found interesting. Damn it!
Yeah. So I'm Can I go in the other room? I want to get away from this weird ass conversation in my
perspective. Which room would you like to go into?
The one behind me, if that's sorry, that would be the room where they found a door, is what I remember.
Yes, the room where Billy Bob found a computer and a hatch under a carpet.
Ah, can I have a look at the computer? I am a robot. Surely I can learn something from that?
Certainly, you can have a look at the computer. Okay. You go to the computer, you have a look at the screen, and the screen gives three different options. It's got the hatch lock option, which has already been set to unlocked. And it's also got the log of an R. Gutierrez.
Have we read this before?
Yes.
Okay. I'll skip that then, and I'll open the door. Now I know the door's open, now I can open it.
Yeah. Alright, so you float your way over to this hatch that's on the ground. The carpet was already turned up by Billy Bob. But he was distracted by the sound of bugs screaming and flesh squelching. So you float yourself up to the hatch, you open the hatch, you find a couple of different things inside. It's not a very deep hatch, it's just a little it's like a little floor safe.
Loot. Awesome. Okay.
Inside you find the ID card of R. Gutierrez and there's a barcode on the card. You find a key. And you find some cash, some pre-war dollars, dollary-doos. It's a stack of them that counts up to around about $100.
Okay. Can I take everything?
You can. You can take everything. You pick up everything. You put it into your little robot compartment.
Awesome. And I'm assuming that's going to... Can I do a perception check? Is there anything else I could find? If I could look in more detail.
Sure. Do a perception check for me.
So it's the dice roll for 2d20.
You should be able to just hit the perception. Skill? But I've got to give you an actual skill to do it against. Yeah. Perception against. Let's see. Yeah, let's do it against survival. So perception, survival.
First roll of the game.
All right, so you have a wee look around. You check under the bed, you check behind the computer, check under the desk. You notice nothing in particular.
Yep, not surprised. I got a 19 and a 17, both fails. So I'm just going to go outside and tell the guys I found this interesting stuff. And,
all right, you float back out into the hallway to find Billy Bob still on his knees with his hat clamped to his heart. He is now singing some vaguely patriotic tune to the dead roaches that are in the neighbor's vault.
Can you see?
Sick man is still singing. Winnegan, I have found some interesting stuff next door.
How interesting.
Here. I'm just going to hand everything just to Winnegan, just like... Just everything at once. So yeah,
so
now
everything
you're right.
Is 100 in pre-war money, a
yep.
card, and what else? There's
a key.
Key. Yes.
Did anyone find anything locked? I know the card's for that door, but
the safe.
The safe. Oh, that would be quite useful then. Let's go and finally open that damn thing.
But we have two. We have two room up here left. Gertrude points to the back corner of the quarters.
Fair enough. We can explore those first, and then we'll get to the safe, and perhaps that door beyond. It definitely does not have any dead people in it.
Dead people.
All right. So what do you do?
Take a jaunty up to the last two rooms. Yep. Anyone following?
Yep. Sure. I'll come with.
Fabulous. So there's two rooms to the north. Everybody starts walking up the 11 quarters hallway, up towards the two rooms. You're followed along by Dr. Rast, who is unhappy that you're exploring more rooms when he's desperate to get and chase this young girl.
For all we know, your daughter's behind these. We didn't check. Wouldn't want to miss her curled up in a corner somewhere.
He's fairly certain that the fresh blood trail's the way to go, but he follows along anyway.
Anything in the room?
Alright, so Gertrude, are you the one that's just heading in first?
Yeah, Gertrude, go inside. Push door open.
All right, so you go into a room. Now, this room, as soon as you walk in, you notice that it's been transformed into what looks like a miniature greenhouse. Ooh. Lots of shelves lined with lots of pots, carefully tended plants. Looks like the occupant was maybe attempting to cultivate some pre-war flora or fauna in the vault, whatever the word is.
Marijuana.
The devil's lettuce!
Sorry, yes, the room appears to be the previously occupied by a quite the Green Fingers type. However, given the amount of time that's passed, there really isn't anything still alive in there. All the plants are sort of wilted and browned or just decomposed altogether.
Oh, no smoky smoky.
So Nurse Handy walks in, and can I tell that these are like growing like muck fruit or something? You know, try to keep it thawed out, shall we?
Yeah, why don't you both give me a perception check? Perception against survival again.
Because we can eat muck fruit.
Gertrude has success. Gertrude finds it out.
Oh, Nurse Handy, three successes. Look at that. Yeah. So they both had the same target, a 7. Gertrude rolled a 3 and a 13, giving you 1 success. Nurse Handy gave us a 1 and a 2, which one of them was a critical success. So 3 successes there. Yeah, so you have a wee look around this budding young botanist's room, and you find amongst a few of the plants, it is very clear that this person was trying to cultivate their own drug supply. You recognize the type of plants that they were trying to cultivate.
It is smoky smoky.
It is smoky smoky indeed. Unfortunately, due to the amount of time passed and the no tending going on in the room, all of them have wilted, decomposed, brown, except from one of the pots, which appears to be growing an incredibly strange-looking mutated variant, which has adapted to the environment in the room and consumed the plants on either side of it.
Oh, that's gonna be some dank shit.
Hey, as a former lawman, I would suggest you get back from this devil's lettuce, let me tell you, Big Green.
Good, you'd keep it.
We all know the police just smoke whatever they confiscate anyway.
Hey, that is hearsay and is not entirely accurate. I will have you know, we Texas Rangers are serious about our job.
Says man who get drunk every 5 minutes.
That's illegal. Legal drug.
Legal to human. Gertrude not human. Gertrude super mutant.
Also, what state are we in?
Toke up away. You're right. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Because it is legal somewhere.
Yeah, I want the plant.
You're in a purposely vague location. I haven't decided which state you're in yet.
Okay, I was going to say.
Gertrude, take the plant.
Because I know there's four of us. Isn't it Boston?
Gertrude's going to toke up later.
Gertrude's going to go hit some schools.
Okay, so Gertrude wants to take the plant. That's how well you look. Are you just looking to take the plant, store it at the moment, and or are you looking to do anything else with it?
You want to eat it.
What option there be?
Could I maybe like analyze it and see if it's like beneficial to us?
It's weed, my come on.
It's beneficial for a lot of reasons.
I'm a robot. It doesn't
there
affect
are medical
me,
benefits
so.
Indeed.
Considering you're
all I can do is analyze it. So yeah.
Gertrude, have idea. Gertrude, do we do it? Can I have one of them paper notes?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you gonna toke up right here? Like, is that really what we're gonna do? Here?
Yeah. Out of a dollar bill.
Nurse Handy starts up her flamethrower.
Small take flame. Small flame.
I think I have a lighter, which might be safer.
Poor Cap's like, I'm really regretting putting weed in this fucking episode.
Wait,
like,
hang on a minute. Aren't we supposed?
Everything's not gone, that this is a horrible idea.
Not that I've ever had any experience with such things, but I'm pretty sure you have to dry that shit. You can't just yeah, smoke it straight off the plant.
You have to dry it.
Flamethrower!
Cure it.
It's not like I have anything good about it, but then she just like expertly rolls it up. And I've never done this before. Oh no, you gotta breathe heavily. I mean, I don't know anything about it. Like, I don't.
We should probably strip parts of it off, keep it, dry it, and then we can use it later. Once it's actually smokable.
We could sell it. Glass pipe anywhere?
I think
that's that good good over here, let me tell you.
He was voting to get rid of it for 5 seconds ago. So anyway, we're going to take it and dry it out and then smoke
Gertrude
it later.
Take the plant.
Yeah.
Gertrude seems to really like that plant.
An interest in botany is always a good thing.
Apparently everybody loves this plant. Continue, Cap. You've been trying to talk for 2 minutes.
No, I keep on saying that. I keep on trying to say something here and you'll do something else. So let me just confirm that we're taking the plant with us.
Gertrude, take the plant.
Yeah, okay, it goes in Gertrude's pocket. We're going to confirm it goes to Gertrude. Because Gertrude has said it also 17 times at this point.
Considering this is an completely foreign and mutated thing, I'm going to make you do a check to make sure that you can pick it up and store it successfully without it dying.
What do you want me to roll?
Luck versus survival.
Ah, shit.
Quick, get it to win again. Even though she's saying she has no experience with it, she clearly has a lot of it. She knows how to do it. She knows what to do with it.
Question. Who has the better luck at the moment? Does
the
it
better
have
luck?
Me?
Hang on. I have
I have 7 luck.
That is me. I have 10.
4.
I have 10 luck, guys.
You haven't used any of your luck.
What we can do, can we do like an assist? So could I assist Gertrude? Because that's how
we're talking about.
But hang on, if it is medical, you know, then we might want to go to the medical robot. It does seem to make sense. You might know what to do.
Gertrude would turn to the medical
robot. I think we should ask the DM. I think we should ask
you
DM.
You fucked
this
up. Gertrude will turn you into plant bot.
And I will not stop her.
And she will toke you up like crazy.
So
she'll take the glass parts of him and use it to make a ball.
Okay. Correction. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Before we go too far off thing. Cat.
Yes.
What is the role we're using? So we can determine
who is
the best person to roll.
Luck versus survival.
Okay, so I don't have, my survival is, my goal will be 10, I think.
You know, I think this is how this is supposed to work. I think
you're not supposed to tell us this.
The person who was going to pick it up should be doing this.
Well, I tell you what.
You should be deciding based on the skills here. Come on.
To be fair, I don't think any of us would think Gertrude would be the best.
Well, that's why I say I could assist her.
Yeah, can anyone assist or can I use action points to boost the picking up of this pot plant?
You can use it action points. I believe you still have a full...
So if I use 3, I get 2 extra points, right? My goal will probably end up being pretty fucking bad because my survival is 3 and 3, so 6.
I have a luck of 10, and I specialize in survival, so my goal will be 13. Now, as a former police officer,
you're going to try and take our shit.
Would I be able to help them? I mean, because I have confiscated marijuana quite a lot.
We don't want you confiscating ours, though.
You don't know if it's marijuana. Nobody knows what this plant is.
I mean, drugs. This is in a universe where they also have, Jet and stuff like that.
I mean, we do know that this is a plant that was being grown in a vault full of drug addicts. Like, I think we can put our 2 brain cells together and go,
Right.
But I'm just saying, I'm just saying, also... I was giving a story perspective on the fact that I've got really good stats for this role. I've got 10 luck and, and survive. It'd be a goal of 13 for me.
If you're happy to let Billy Bob confiscate it, then I'm happy to let just him roll for it.
Really?
I let it up to you guys. Plan. I just throw that option, though. I'm not going to bulldoze.
You're going to have to convince Gertrude that you're taking it, though.
You not take plant, you give back. Gertrude, take your leg.
Take, but don't toke.
First thing is, big girl, the leg isn't a threat. You know how much fun it was for me to be a backpack.
Second,
you no get backpack.
Let me just say this. Second, I promise I have nothing to do with it. I've seen what this drug can do. Trust me. My years in law enforcement, I don't want anything to do with it. But I'm pretty good at making sure it stays alive. If you want to, you know, if you want,
okay.
I'm gonna go that route. All right, I'll make sure nothing happens to it.
Okay, you take the blunt.
Okay, I will roll luck versus survival. Right.
Yep.
All right. That is two successes. 11 and
9. All right, target 13, 11 and 9, two successes. So yeah, I'm gonna say that you're actually able to successfully sort of root this plant into the one plant pot without it being disturbed in any lethal or in any weird way. and you pick it up off of the shelf, and you're now holding in both your hands this mutated, slightly glowing plant in front of you. What do you do with that?
Well, I guess after my successful attempt, I'm trying to pick it up and see. I mean, obviously after my successful attempt, I can transport it safely, correct?
Like I, you can transport it safely, yeah. So are you, what, are you putting it in your bag? Are you putting it in the robot's compartment? Are you putting it in Gertrude's, I don't know, does Gertrude have pockets? I don't know what's going on.
Well, I promised Gertrude that I would take care of it, so I will put it in my bag.
Alright, so Billy Bob takes his knapsack and swings it around to the front of him and gingerly places this plant into his bag and somehow manages to keep it alive as he's doing it. Well done, Billy Bob.
Thank you, DM. Voice in my head.
I say this out loud to everybody here.
Thanks, voice in my head!
Oh, you have that too?
You do? Does he talk in a Scottish accent? Is it cool?
Eh, sometimes.
I think mine has a fairly regular accent.
I mean, I love him. He's really nice. He's always awesome and cool.
So yeah, Nurse Handy again is going to just fly out the room and just mutter, bunch of crazies.
Nurse Handy's getting too much of a personality about her.
She's getting sentient! Always, take her down!
We can always reboot it later.
Remember what happened to the last one?
Can I go into the other room? The last room to explore? Yeah, get that last one ticked off.
Certainly, as the rest of them are talking about logistics and weed and bad-mouthing the robot in the weed room, you float up into the final room of the living quarters. And this room is a pretty standard room. It is, however, adorned with certain musical instruments, ranging from guitars to synthesizers or whatever kind of futuristic music was available at the time. Tables full of like sheet music and holotapes, recordings.
Sorry, I gotta say it. Is it a smoking den?
This is just a musician's room.
Yeah.
So whoever was
that's
here.
What they all say.
Most of the instruments and the sheet music is ravaged by time. They're fairly unusable. However, a computer in the corner that is still working.
Ah, okay. I check out the computer then? Seems like a logical thing to do.
Alright. They have Beatles music.
Get some of that Bob Marley in there, let me tell you.
If I could get some music, I could play out my speakers. That's like, you know, just like a radio or something. So,
unfortunately, you find nothing either working in the way of the music, the holotapes or the vinyls. You also have nothing to play it on.
Ah.
Oh.
I tried. Is there anything else on the computer, like, of interest, or just bits and pieces?
On the computer, you boot it up, and it's just sitting still open on the Vault Tech Denizen's log page. And is unlocked, so you can read at will. There are three or four entries to the log, sorry.
Okay. Side note, are any of these being read before in previous episodes?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to be reading pretty much all of these for the sake of story and content, so is that cool?
Yeah, so it's just this Vault Tech Denizen's log of what was happening at the end of the stay. First one says they were helping us.
The vault was supposed to be safe, a place where rehabilitation was nothing but inevitable. It may have been an end of the world for most, but for we lost souls, it was a new beginning. I was grateful for the chance to start over. We all were. We've had our struggles these last 5 years, but the time they spent here has turned us into a family. Any one of us would be happy to play out the rest of their lives in here. And now this. You move on to the second log. They knew what they were doing. They weren't trying to help us. I never thought we would see Kems again. Why would I? But now here we are, with a whole lifetime's worth of the stuff laid out in front of us like a freaking department store window display. And it was there the whole time. Some cracked right away, grabbed what they could and ran off, get high. There was fighting. I hid. Nothing I could do to help anyone. I'm still hearing gunshots. I'm not ready to give up what we had here. Log 3. I thought I was over this stuff. I thought if I ever saw it again, it wouldn't have any power over me. I was wrong. It's taken every ounce of my willpower to stay locked in my room. Log 4. I can't take it anymore. No reason to stay sober. It's just as messed up down here as it is up there. I need something to help me cope. I don't care about the program anymore. I don't care. I don't. I really, really don't. I'm going out to be with my friends. I hope somebody's left. End of log.
Okay. After reading that log, Nurse Handy is, I guess, sort of interested in the program. It's like, okay, you know, what this vault was originally being. So she's going to relay that information to the other guys because she feels this is like something, oh, yeah, I found this about this vault and what's happening.
All right, I want you to actually relay it to them.
Oh, crap.
Word for word, don't miss the detail.
But I only listened to half of it, damn it.
Wait, you've been ignoring Cap. Ban him from this game.
No. Okay, no, seriously, I'll try to do this. So, I'm going to walk out and say, hey guys, so I found out some interesting background on this vault. So, there turns out this place is a rehabilitation centre and for survivors of the old world. They were locked in here, and for a while they remained sober and on a true path. But then, after a discovery of chemicals on Chems, it slowly divided the vault. And am I doing good or bad here, guys? Come on, give me something. And
no, bud, you're on your own. It was your job to listen, and you had to listen.
Ah, brilliant. Ba-dum-dum. The game goes to tires. And, yeah, you should check it out yourself if you want to know more.
Check it out yourself.
Bail.
Oh, was it my job to pay attention to that, even though I spent all this time reading it and everything? Like, hey. What the fuck do you guys want me to do? Watch it yourself. Whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. Fuck you. Jesus.
Okay, maybe we go follow. No, we have to save. There might be more Kamalawana.
Nope, too bad. I'm going to read these. Cap, could you go ahead and do a complete recap of everything you just said?
Yeah, comparison to me. Thank you.
All right, Billy Bob walks into the room and he goes to the computer. Log 1. They said they were helping us.
No, don't reread it. I was kidding. I'm kidding.
He didn't mean for real.
All right, what do you want to do now?
Vault, safe time,
safe,
yeah?
Safe.
So I'm going to turn around to Billabong and say, see, I told you I said it right.
Sure. Next time we need to ask for a less defective model.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, to the safe.
Okay, so everybody starts moving out of the living quarters and back the way they came, back across the corridor, and into the atrium again, followed along by Dr. Rast.
And hey, Gertrude
excitedly
like
skipping
again
in front of everybody.
Singing Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah, just spinning those keys in her hand. You find yourself back in the middle of the atrium, altogether.
I should have picked up an instrument.
And I'm taking it you're all going to head back up to the ghoul-infested excavation.
The dead ghoul, yes.
Excellent.
Oh, well, we go into the safe first, right? Before we open that big door.
Yes.
Alright, you'll head back up into the excavation. You start heading towards the safe. Billy Bob, do me a favour. Do a wee luck check for me again. Luck against survival.
No more ghoul in here. That's not cool.
In fact, all of you give me a wee luck against survival check.
Okay.
Oh, come on, man.
Is this because we ended up making money?
That is a crit fail on my end, plus a 14.
Survival luck. That is a success for winning again.
That's a critical success.
Two successes, rather. Because I got a crit.
You're doing it?
Yippee.
Yeah,
so you're doing it, everyone.
Crit fail for crit success.
Did they cancel each other? Oh,
see.
What was that yell for?
Well, that yell is because you're all tripping over the corpses of the ghouls you left behind. Luckily, Winnegan and Gertrude skip over them. Billy Bob completely forgets that they're there, trips up on one of them, and because of that crit fail, he hits his head on a rock and takes 1d4 damage.
Oh, god damn it, fucking rock! God!
Dickhead.
And it doesn't really matter what you rolled, Cartman.
It's only one damage, bitch.
The nurse handy just sort of floats over them.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't roll.
It's a bit of burning flesh. Open safe. Open safe. Open
all right,
safe.
You all make yourself your way along to the safe. And what do you do?
Open safe.
Okay. You put your hand on the handle, you wiggle it, and nothing happens.
With the key, dumbass.
Yeah. Well, I need you to be more specific than that, don't I?
Smartass.
Who has the key?
Gertrude has it.
What?
Gertrude's been swinging the key.
Yeah,
the key.
Well, I didn't know that was actual. Well, I was like, you know, metaphysical, but okay.
Yeah, she puts the key in, she twists it.
That's the one.
There's a click.
If anything Gertrude is known for is her metaphysical philosophy of always swinging a key around.
Let's look at the metaphysics.
Wow.
Right, we open the safe.
Gertrude quite often debate nature of the mind.
I'm so tempted to make this key something else.
Gertrude intrigued by Plato's allegory of the key.
No, it is the same.
To key or not to key is the real question.
Oh, I had to say it.
Okay, what is in safe?
She opens the safe, and for a second, everybody has the collective hallucination of a orange light coming from inside the safe. This very quickly wears off because it's much more mundane than that. Inside the safe, you find the supplies that Argutiers had been pilfering from the Vault Tech, and it wasn't chems, it was money.
Oh.
You find 3 gold bars. Like the kind of gold bars that you find in bank vaults.
Okay.
In Fort Knox, you find 3 gold bars. And you find stacks of dollars. You find 10 stacks of dollars. And it works out to around about 1,000.
Huh.
All right, I have the bearer of bad news. Remember when about the marijuana where I said that things will be safe in my hands? As a law enforcement, I can clearly detain this is all counterfeit. And it will be better in my hands than anybody else's, so you might as well go ahead and let me have that. That'd be great. I mean, hey, it's contaminated. I mean, as you can clearly see, being counterfeit, the ink is very contagious. You're not going to want any of that, so you might as well just go ahead and let me have it.
I mean,
I know I'm from a vault, so I don't have much experience being out here, but how much is pre-war money actually useful for?
The shiny stone might be worth money, but the paper?
The only shops we've been to so far have used caps. I'm not quite familiar with
it. A toilet roll!
I mean, as a person that has lived in pre-war times, it would be really great to wipe my bottom with $100 bills. It ain't gonna have any effect for any of y'all, but boy, will I feel like a rich person.
Then how about we give the pre-war money to Billy Bob and the gold rubians, you know, ingots, to Winnigan?
No, that's clearly fake too. You need to give that to me as well.
No, I don't think that is fake metal. I can tell that is real.
Gertrude
a set of gold teeth.
I like that.
Like a nice grill.
Or how about some like gold plating for her frying pan?
Golden knuckle dusters? They might be considered tacky in some places, but...
Gold-plated sledgehammer.
I think with your habit of breaking them, that might be unwise, but we can certainly make it gold-plated.
I mean, I could use a gold coating on my armour.
I mean, I think we all could use
that? A gold,
gold-plated.
Mr.
Hattie? Gold-plated pistol, revolver?
I would be the best, we can't actually do any of that right now,
so I'll keep it for safekeeping, and Billy Bob, if you want the... weird paper stuff, you can have that.
Well, actually, metagaming aside, how much do these gold bars weigh, Cap? Because gold bars are not light.
If they're heavy, we can give them to Gertrude.
That's what I was saying, whether or not we want to give them to Gertrude or not for carrying.
But they're only three of them. They're not going to be that heavy because they're doled out by weight.
Gertrude could have done with some of that toilet paper earlier.
Yeah, unfortunate. Yeah, I don't think Winnigan would be unable to carry three gold bars with her. I think that's not that much, weight-wise.
Actual game reason aside, how much do these weigh, Cap? Do we need to be giving them to Gertrude? Do they weigh too much?
That's a good question. I didn't anticipate that one, but let's have a look.
Gold bars are 12 kg, which is heavy, but it's not so heavy that any of us would be unable to carry three of them.
I mean, yeah, 12 kg. Let's just go with that, yeah. So, but 12 kilogram.
Isn't that like 50 pounds?
No, it's 27 pounds, bud.
Oh my god, that's still... 27 pounds? You're literally carrying over 80 pounds in gold bars? That's half my weight. You're wearing half my weight.
Hang on, 27 times 3 is not... Is it? Hold on. Yeah, it is over 80.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's
you're just shy of 90 pounds.
81 pounds.
Hang on, I'm gonna put this into stone.
You've got your carry weight set to 190. So
I mean we could do it. I'm just saying that's a lot pounds. Of weight just in
That's
gold.
Only 6 stone. Of course she can carry that. I can carry that, and I'm not very fit. I'm assuming Winnie's a little bit more in shape than I am.
If 12 kilograms is 27 pounds, then 27 times 3 is 81 pounds.
Yeah, which is like 6 stone, not even that. That's not much. I can carry 6 stone. It'd be fine.
I mean, 81 pounds?
Unless
that's a bag
the
of
game
concrete.
Mechanics say you otherwise.
You want to carry a bag of concrete?
Yeah, my carry weight's 190, I'm fine.
I mean, you can, but who can carry a bag of concrete?
Guys,
we're not giving you the gold, Tukin.
We have a robot and a super mutant. Can we just use one
of
them to take
Let's give
stuff?
It to them too, is my
yes.
Answer. Give it to the giant.
Yeah, sure, I'll give Gertrude the bars, but a human can carry this weight.
She can. Not with ease. Definitely not with ease.
That's a hard one. I mean, 6 stone, that is quite a weight for a human being. That would weigh you down, technically. But it's not your encumbrance.
I'm giving it to Gertrude either way, but I do see that 6 stone is not an unfeasible amount to carry. But it's Gertrude's now anyway.
Don't get me wrong, you're doable. 6 stone, yeah, it's doable, but would you walk a mile with 6 stone?
3 gold bars.
Come on, robot, let's go carry on.
Yes. Yeah.
It's always me to kill it.
To the blood trail.
To the definitely not suspicious doors. Don't worry about them.
So, yeah.
All right, so Gertrude takes the gold bars. What is it? Gertrude takes two, Narsandi takes one, or are we just giving them all to Gertrude?
I'll give them all to Gertrude.
All right, everybody walks.
I can find a way to make a ring with one of them.
Gold frying pan? I still want the gold frying pan.
That might be a better idea. You're right, Handy.
Yeah, so everybody walks back out to the atrium and finds Dr. Rast impatiently waiting by this doorway, and because you also took the key card with you.
All right, Rest, we have a question. All right, so if you have 27 pounds and times three...
Dr. Rast believes that he can carry it, but not easily.
That's not the question. Would you like to carry 81 pounds for an extended period of time?
I mean, if it had to.
Oh, God. So, open the door.
All right. So, who's got the key card?
I do.
Excellent. Wynnegan, do you walk up to the door and open it?
Yes, I'll walk up. And actually, can I stand like a little bit to the side in case we have another roach situation on our hands?
Wynnegan walks away up to the computer at the right-hand side of the door, enters the key card, and can you give me a check? Just an intelligence check against your science.
Science intelligence, you said, yeah?
Yep.
Sure thing. Two fails.
Two fails, that's fine. So, the door starts to slide open with clunk, click, and the door slides its way open. What do you do?
Off you go, Doctor.
Well, hang on. Can we? What's in the corridor? Can we see into the corridor?
Shh. Off you go, Doctor.
Yeah. So the doctor, walks his way in.
We find out what in corridor from Doctor.
But we need to keep him alive, don't we? He's a survivor of the terrors.
Potato, potato.
Okay, so I'm gonna go in there and stand next to the doctor, almost sort of like assisting him to see what is in the corridor.
Excellent. So you and the doctor both cross the threshold, and there is a.
fuck's sake! It's always me. Go on, then.
Luckily for the robot, this bang was not an explosive. It was in fact a flashbang. The doctor is pushed back. Well, he's not pushed back. He stumbles back outside the doorway, feeling very disoriented. With his ears ringing, he can barely see, and he's just sort of tending to himself at the moment. While the robot is... Well, the robot's just still sort of floating in the doorway. Unfortunately, Wynnegan wasn't able to notice that there was a booby trap set up on the terminal.
I thought you were going to say a gas leak.
I thought you were going to say something like a spike was going to come at me or something then. Or another, another machine gun, that's it. That'd be just what I need. Happy to find
with the robot's increased perception skills, you're able to see through the flashbang and notice there is another three of the laser tripwires set across this hallway.
Yeah.
You do not know what kind of trap that they are attached to.
So my experience with these things are bad. Every time I tried my luck, it seems to go wrong.
Oh, three tripwire, you say? Gertrude, have three.
So, hang on, I've got an idea. Can we, well, I think we've already tried this game, but throw something at it to trip the wire?
You can,
that
yes.
That sounds a little bit familiar.
I know, it sounds like we've been down that route.
I think we shot them last time.
Do you know what? Screw it. I'm going to try to disarm the trap. I'll have them done.
Excellent, fantastic. So I'm going to, because it's a laser one, we're going for a science skill on this. Your intelligence against your science. Okay, so your target was 9, you had a 10 and a 12, so you've also failed on that account.
Could I leave it that. I was going to say, could I maybe use like a skill point, action point?
Didn't you say you had 7 luck, my guy?
Yeah, I've got 5 points left of that.
Oh.
Still. Yeah, so if you want to reroll one of those, that will be a luck point.
Okay, then yes, I would like to reroll one.
Under a 50/50.
Just give me a 1d20 then.
1d20.
That is a 70, so that also fails. So you manage to get yourself up to the laser emitter of the first trap. You take your little pincer, start fiddling about with the processes of it, the wires. You unfortunately cut a wrong wire. And this one sets off an electric blast. It actually turns the floor electric.
Well,
which doesn't affect you at all.
Luckily, nobody else has entered the hallway, so nobody is affected by this trap.
Okay, so as I'm going to say to myself,
that's lucky,
because I'm floating above it.
Can we just use you to disarm all of them?
My luck's not too good with traps.
Keep going, Tin Can.
No, just walk, and you'll be fine.
No, because there's still two more left.
Oh, yes, but what first one was a gas attack. You're a robot. That doesn't affect you. The second one, you levitated over.
I don't want to die today.
You can't die. You're not alive. You're just a machine.
Wow.
Kyogre is just shouting from the atrium into this hallway, telling the robot to trip the traps.
Don't. I promise we'll fix you from the
curse. One second, let me do a dice roll on the side here.
Cut to the guest.
Dice roll to determine whether you count as a person.
It's not like there's many a storyline that have this issue with, you're not alive, clearly you're a robot.
Damn. Famous
last word. Iron Dwight fans are coming to me.
Okay, I'm going to try this arm, the second one.
Okay. You float along the electrified floor. You get your little pincer out and get yourself up to the laser emitter of the second tripwire. You start to fiddle around with it, and can you roll me a science against intelligence check?
Okay, but I'm going to use another one of my luck points this time. That'll take me down to...
Well, you wait until you know.
Three. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
You might not need to.
Attention science. Yay!
Would you look at that? You didn't even need a luck point. You get three successes there. So you seem to have learnt from that first one what to do with these ones.
Got a crit.
And you can pocket the laser emitter if you want.
Yes. That's sellable. Well,
yeah, a wee bit of loot for you. Excellent. Alright, so you got past two of the traps so far. Are you feeling like you're continuing to be lucky here?
See, I told you it'd be fine.
I mean, no, I'm gonna turn around and go like, guys, come on, could you, maybe why don't you try your luck here? I mean...
The rest of us aren't invulnerable to literally everything.
Keep going, Tin Can.
I very much do get affected by electrified force.
I mean, I guess, because, you know, I kind of did the last one, so I thought, okay, why not? I'll try it, see what I can do.
Alright, across the other side of the hallway, you raise your pincer up to the third laser emitter. Give me another check. Target a 9, you rolled a 14 and a 16 this time, so that's a fail.
I'm going to let that one ride.
Another luck point spent. Go on, give me a... No? You're just going to let it happen?
Yep, let that ride.
Let that ride. Excellent. Let's see. I just need to find the...
consequences table.
I mean, this is when massive EMP erupts and I'm just dead on the floor being electrocuted.
And make this as fair as possible and making it as random as possible, I suppose.
But no,
all right. So what this does? Oh my god! Right, give me an agility plus athletics.
Oh god, that's when you know it's bad. I'm a robot, so. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, nice.
Let me think about this. 1 second. Can I re-roll
that? No, you can't do it. That's a crit fail. I can't let you re-roll that one. There's a target of 4, you rolled a 9, and you rolled a 20. That's like 3 failures all at once. You definitely failed this one.
Wah, wah, wah.
As you're fiddling around with this particular laser emitter, you hear above you a click. Your eye... stock spins round, and before you have a chance to react, you see that this one is hooked up to a shotgun pointing down from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's always a shotgun.
Yeah, it's a shotgun trap. There's always a shotgun trap.
I think I got done by another shotgun trap previously as well.
The shotgun goes off, it blasts you, and a direct hit to your...
That's arm two.
Arm 2.
No, I don't have any DR for this one as well. Damn.
Let's see, what do you have on
No, I have 12, 14. I think that's my flamethrower arm.
The one that's already useless.
Yes.
Yeah, so you take 6 damage to arm 2 basically blasting it into uselessness. How much HP did you have left anyway?
I have 8 left. But if I'm losing an arm, I don't feel pain, so...
Yep, so you have lost an arm. You had your left robot arm blasted off your body.
I've lost my flamethrower. Damn it.
Can we just screw that laser thing you found on as a replacement?
You can if you want to take the time to... somebody will have to actually install it, so that'll take them some sort of repair check.
I mean... Sorry, I've got to ask, am I losing any health or is my arm? Is it just my arm?
Yes, you're losing 6 HP as well.
Oh, okay, so I do need a repair. Brilliant. So I'm down to 2 HP.
Is the floor still electrified?
As the shotgun blast rings out, it seems like the electrified floor, whatever is generating that power, has worn off.
Cool.
Then we can go inside.
And see me lying there on the floor with no arm, just like, I told you guys what happened.
Brush it off, Tin.
As far as I can see, you got all of them.
Hey, my name's Mrs. Handy. I bet you're wondering how I got myself into this situation.
Well,
all right,
you found a replacement arm.
So you all enter this now accessible hallway, and then you come across your robot friend who is unfortunately kind of lying in the floor, I guess, as best as a Miss Handy can lie down with a missing arm.
I have a bunch of robot repair kits, so I'm going to use one on
where'd the dog go?
Fallen soldier. Oh, I probably got him by accident, to be honest, back when I got Cartman.
What's the dog doing?
Dying, apparently. So, what do I need to roll for a robot repair kit again?
Excellent. Robot repair kit, there is actually a repair skill in your skill tree.
Is it intelligence, yeah?
So, that's against intelligence. Intelligence and repair.
That's 3 successes.
3 successes, that's fantastic. So what I'm going to do is that's 4 HP. I'm going to say that's 4 HP per success. So I think you get her back up to full health with that.
I do, straight away. Thank you.
See, I told you it would be fine.
30. Still missing an arm, though.
Yes.
Oh, we can replace that later.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I've still got my buzz, so...
Okay, Dr. Man, lead on. Where be this?
All right, so the doctor starts leading on and following this blood trail, which appears to be still there, and going through to the research wing of the vault. And what you come across, first of all, is when you get to the end of the corridor, you have two directions. You can go in, you can go to your left, or you can go to your right.
Gertrude go right.
All right, Gertrude goes to the right and starts walking up towards the north end of the vault. There's a small corridor with two doors, both going into the same kind of room.
Ooh. Gertrude, open the door. Anyone gonna follow Gertrude?
Hey. Everybody's just staying in the hallway.
Winnegan's coming with as well.
I've been for enough.
Well, Dr. Rast hangs back in the hallway with Nurse Handy. The rest of you all walk into what appears to be like a radiation shower. It's just a wall with a bunch of different showers lined up against it. There are a couple of radiation suits, or what's left of radiation suits. And there is a corpse, a skeleton in one of the showers, surrounded by various empty chem disposables.
And it's wearing Max Power's outfit.
It's not wearing Max Power's outfit, no. Max Power has, as far as you all know, successfully made his way out of the vault by now.
And Miss Handy wishes him the best after the unfortunate accident with the buzzsaw.
Yeah, for some reason, I feel like he would have been helpful with the weed plant. Though.
Unfortunate accident? No, you cut his penis off on purpose.
Dr. Rast.
Untrue. Deny. Not applicable. Do not compute.
Caught in 4K.
Dr. Rast was purposefully quiet about whether or not he was able to reattach the penis.
He's got his back, keeping it for later.
He said,
guys, I have a hot dog.
He said nothing. Yeah, so you find a radiation shower, sort of a research doctor shower with lots of broken down radiation suits left lying, a corpse. Just a bit of a sad scene where somebody took their last days.
Gertrude, go take a shower.
Okay, Gertrude tries to turn on one of the showers and nothing happens.
Oh,
I was going to say, he's saying a radiation shower.
Do we see any evidence of what killed the guy?
Well, he's surrounded by empty chem wrappers and disposables. Oh, overdose, right. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Can we loot him? Thing.
You...
For what? He's bones.
He might have drugs on him.
I mean, you root around the vault suit, you start removing the bones piece by piece out of the vault suit.
Is that
I think a death claw got him. I think we could safely say that a death claw got him, so it's all right.
So yeah, Nurse Handy's died. Not it is. This guy's dead. Like, very dead.
He has ceased to be.
Quick, give him CPR. I think he can still make it.
On to the next room.
Well, that means... Hang on. I haven't played Fallout. Is a radiation shower a normal thing divided of all?
Yeah. Because of radiation.
It's
outside.
Not a shower that gives radiation.
Yeah,
it's a shower that
I know that's what it is. But I wanted to know whether that was for like going outside the vault and coming back in radiation, or whether this was a vault that had like a nuclear reactor that had gone bust or something.
That's the thing I was about to say, because sometimes in showers you do get radioactive water.
Yeah, I wanted to know if it was normal that if Winnegan came in here, she'd just be like, yeah, this is what's in a vault.
Yeah, so a vault not only has like radiation detectors in the entrance, they would have several places where you can get treated for radiation, just because they know what what's outside.
Not a red flag then, just normal.
So yeah, this is a normal vault radiation shower.
So dead end. Let's try the other
one. This is a separate room that we can get into, or is it the same room?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that is in the map.
Right, we shall look onwards for the little child.
Alright, so you all exit the radiation room and you start making your way down southways, down the corridor. You find yourself in another hallway. This hallway has two rooms going off of it and an exit of the hallway up to the east. Sorry, no. I'm mixing up my east and west here. No. It's going to the west, yeah, so you can either continue on round the corridor to the west, or there are two rooms to the north and south.
The south one seems pretty big. We can go in there.
All right. And as you have a look down this hallway, you decide what to do. We'll end the episode there. You're now in the research wing. I don't know how to end this. Sorry. We didn't. Try and make this sound good in the ending. Yeah. Da 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 da. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.